With your permission, usually Parshat Mikheil, usually falls on Hanukkah. Usually falls on Hanukkah. And one of the Chachamim 500 years ago, he wrote a book, it's called Shuspei Giborim. He found some hint in this week's Parshah about Hanukkah. Found the hint. So what is the hint? I said, when the brothers will come to Egypt to see Yosef, Yosef will call up his son, Menashe, and will ask him to take a sheep and slaughter it, and prepare it for a meal that the brothers are going to eat with him. Since the brothers are going to eat only kosher food, therefore, he asks Menashe to show them how he slaughters the animal, because he wants them to eat along with him. As well, says the Gemara, that the halacha is that you have to take what's called gida nashe, the vein from the thigh of the animal. He says also, Menashe, make sure that before we cut the animal and we cook it, before we barbecue it, let them see that we take out this vein. So the brothers already accepted this halacha, this one of the mitzvot that we have. No, don't eat this vein called gida nashe, since the angel touched Yaakov's thigh. And this is how the brothers are going to join us for the meal. So when the Torah talks about it, about this preparation of the meal, if you have the chumash with you, this is chapter 43, sentence 16. This is when the brothers came down to Egypt the second time, they had Binyamin along with them. The Torah says, Vayah Yosef itam el Binyamin. And Yosef saw Binyamin arrived together with them, but Yomel Asher al-Betor, he told the guys responsible for his house, it means Menashe, Abet Anashim Abayta, please bring those people home. Of course, they don't know it's Yosef. Utvuach Tevach Ve'achen. Utvuach Tevach Ve'achen means, go slaughter and prepare. Say this Chacham, the last letter of the word Tevach is Chet, and the word Ve'achen, if you switch the letter's position, it's Vav, Hei, Chaf, and Nun, and if you add it to the last letter of the word Tevach, becomes Chanukah. So he says, this is one of the Rishonim, about 550 years ago. He says, over here, Hashem hints that when Yosef talks to Menashe and tells him, listen, go prepare the meal, he uses the word Tvuach Tevach Ve'achem, means slaughter and prepare. But if you take the last letter of the word Tevach and the whole word Ve'achem, makes Chanukah. And the question is, what it has to do with Hanukkah? Because Yosef is telling the guy to prepare the sheep, the food for the brothers. He says, this is a hint about Hanukkah. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted about Hanukkah. With your permission. So therefore, Shoshet Miket has some kind of connection. He says that most of the time, Shabbat Hanukkah is Parashat Miket. This year we have two Shabbat Hanukkah, but most of the time, sometimes it's only Parashat Vayeshev. But most of the time, Parashat Miket. So says the Torah the following, ויהי מקץ שנתיים ימים פרעה חולם. ויהי עומד על היאור. ויהי מקץ שנתיים ימים, it means the end of 3 years. The end of 3 years, comes to the Gemara and explains what does it mean the end of 3 years. It says since Yosef was in jail, an innocent Yosef was in jail for 10 years already, and and on Rosh Hashanah, the butler and the baker came to him in jail, and they told him that they had a bad dream, and Yosef interpreted the dream. And he interpreted that the butler is going to go back to his job, Paul is going to take him back, and Yosef asked the butler, would you be kind enough and do kindness with me, and mention to Paul about me that I'm innocent, that I'm sitting in jail for nothing. Says the Gemara, because Yosef asked this butler to mention his name to Paul, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu put another 2 years of this innocent Yosef. Why did you ask this guy to help you to come out of jail? This is, of course, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a person, expects a person to do something, not just to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here Yosef is really innocent. Not only is innocent, he deserves the fright. So the reason he is in jail is because the lady that wanted to do a thing with him told her husband that Yosef is a bad boy. And the Gemara said the husband is Potiphar. He investigated the thing, and he went to the priests in Egypt, and they told him, your wife is a liar, Yosef is innocent. Innocent completely. This is the whole thing of this, was a lie by this lady, but nevertheless, because of the call Shalom Bayit, Potiphar said, I can't live in like this, because my wife still complains, and she claims that Yosef is not a good man. He put him in jail for nothing. 10 years for nothing in jail. Nothing. He did not do nothing. Not only that he didn't do nothing, he deserves the price. The Gemara says that the Goyim is asking Chachamim, is it possible, is it true that Yosef was so innocent and was so pure, didn't do anything? It says 100%. It says that all Yosef a tzaddik. It says the purest, biggest tzaddik ever that we had. It says this is called Midat Yosef a tzaddik. If you want to say somebody about tzaddik, you don't say Abraham, you don't say Yitzchak, you don't say Yaakov, you don't say Moshe, you don't say Aaron, you say Yosef a tzaddik. So instead to get a reward or to be the man of the year, what you call it in America, put him in jail for 10 years for nothing. Okay. So it's nothing, it's for nothing, in vain in jail for 10 years. Now he wants to come out. He tells the butler, you know, you come out, you tell the king, you tell Paul, the Jewish guy in jail committed nothing, no sin. And Paul knows it as well, because Potiphar knows it as well, and probably Paul knows it as well, because all the priests in Egypt knew it. So he asked the butler, mention my name. Hashem, you asked him to mention his name? 2 years in jail. I said, 4 years in jail. I can't ask somebody to help me out to get out of jail, especially if I'm innocent, especially I'm supposed to get a reward, not a punishment. I'm supposed to get a reward. I escaped a major sin. I said, nevertheless, by imitation of time, he said, 2 years passed. I said, 2 years passed since when? And since that Yosef asked the butler, it was on Rosh Hashanah, and now it's 2 years later, another Rosh Hashanah, now Paul Cholim, Paul has a dream. Paul has a dream. V'nyom et alayor, he stands on the Nile, v'nyom et alayor, Sheva Pachot, Sifut Ma'ev, v'atav te'en avachu, he sees seven good cows, nice cows standing over there, v'nyom Sheva Pachot, Sifut Ma'ev, v'atav te'en avachu, the seven bad cows come right after from the Nile. Ra'ot Ma'ev, v'atakot Basar, this is a very skinny one, it looks very bad, but Ta'amot Ma'ev, Sheva Pachot, Sifut Ma'ev, they stand next to the other good cows on the so-called siege of the, on the shore of the Nile. V'tochal me'aparot, ra'ot Ma'ev, v'atakot Basar, et sheva aparot, v'atakot Ma'ev, v'atakot Basar, the eight, the bad ones, eight the good ones. And Shama Yachadom Sheni, he goes to sleep again. In Sheva Shibulim, or Lubbik, Anir Chaz, Rosh Hashanah, he sees seven, is a stalk, or seven, just wheat, go up to the very pool. In Sheva Shibulim, the Kosh Tofot Kadim, Tomchot Acharein, the seven very skinny wheat go after them. But Ivlana Shibulim, the Kosh, the skinny ones, the swallow, the Sheva Shibulim, the swallow, the good ones, and it's got probably the Chalom Power gets up in the morning. באים במוקר תפעים רוחמות, עם המון יתור לציין זיגן אף, יתעול שקנה. ויקרא את כל חרצומי מצרים ואת כל חכמיה, because all the magicians and all the smart, how smart the people in Egypt were, that Shlomo HaMelech invited, hired 20,000 workers from Egypt in his time to help him to build Beit HaMikdash. That's how smart they were. So by today, they can't figure out how to build the pyramid. It says, Paro called up, the Torah says, he called up all the smart ones in Egypt. All the magicians, he tells them the dream, and no one knows how to interpret the dream. On the surface, it's not so hard to interpret, but no one knows. I mean, all the geniuses in Egypt, and all the magicians, they cannot. They figure out what is it all about. They give them some interpretation, every interpretation they say, spouse say, doesn't make sense, forget about it. That's my law. Now you have to blow my nose. Says the Torah, but it's the best that I'm asking, and for all the more, the battle goes to Paro is standing over there, and the Gemara says the battle goes forward, and he's going to talk to Paro because he sees the town having a heart attack. And he's afraid if Paro will die, then who knows who's going to be the next president, and of course like in America, when the president comes to the White House, he changes the stuff, so therefore he goes forward, otherwise he would not have gone forward. But Paro is actually having a heart attack, says the Gemara, and this battle goes up forward and tells Paro, Paro katafa lavadav, you are advanced, you are angry at us, I can't even be sure that I'm going to be me and the butler were put in jail, and the Halmach, and the Halmach, and the Halmach, and the Halmach, we both had a dream, the Shammah 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 Shammah, there's a Jewish guy over there, a slave, the Halmach, and the Halmach, and he knows how to interpret. Vayika Shepharon Kenaya, says he interpreted it so well, that's what happened. Oti, Yeshiva Kani, me, you gave me my position, and the other one, the baker, was hung. And therefore, I advise you, call this Jewish boy, ask him how to interpret your dream. Again, all the Spartans, they have no idea how to interpret. This boy, he might. וישלח פרעה לקרוא את יוסף 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 ויחלץ ממותיו. ואומר פרעה זה פרעה קול לפיוסף. ואומר פרעה ליוסף חלוכה למבזי יוסף. פרעה קול יוסף, I had a dream. לא בדין הזה אפילו צפת מהדרים. אני שמעתי עליך ומורתי את מחלו לפתור אותו. I heard about you that you know how to interpret dreams. ויד יוסף את פרעה למור בלעדיי. Don't ask me anything. I don't know how to interpret dreams. Elohim Yahweh Shalom Paro. God Almighty Hashem, He will help me to interpret your dream. What is your dream? He tells me the dream. Telling the dream, if you skip, you have to tell them, listen, who are the vow? This is sentence 28, chapter 41. After Paro tells him the dream, he says, listen, what I tell you is, Asher Elohim Moseh Ra'at Paro. This is from God. This is a dream. Sometimes the Gemara says a person, if he drinks something or eats something before he goes to sleep, he might have dreams, and the dreams are not true. I say this is just, you know, the Rambam will say this is from the food that you eat. It's inside your stomach. And it says the food produces some kind of mineral that goes into your brain, and you can dream some nonsense. It says this power that you see such a thing, you dream that cows, and wheat, very strange, but Yosef assures him, and he tells him, listen, this is from God. You know it's from God. It says it's something like a prophecy. The Gemara says, a good dream is 1/60th of a prophecy. It's not just, you know, a dream, this is from God. A direct message from God. So what's it going to be? It says in Yishem HaShanim Ba'ot, it says the next 7 years are coming. Those are the fat cows, and prosperity. It is everybody will have enough and everything will go perfect. After the 7 good years, immediately we'll start the seven bad years, and this is how the bad cows ate the good cows and the bad wheat ate the good wheat. Is to tell you when you start for a small amount of time, whatever you had good years, Rabbi forgot. It's not only people will forget that once upon a time was 7 good years, this is going to be a destruction of Egypt completely. This is going to be such a disaster with no food, everybody will die, it will finish Egypt. This is from God.
Can you consider that there
was
in the
parables
of dreams
as Ruach HaKodesh? That was the That's what Paul is going to tell him. This is Ruach HaKodesh. We'll get to it in a minute. So, it tells him, okay, this is interpretation, Mr. Paul. And now, I would like to advise you something. He says, what's the advice? Sentence 33, V'atai Yerev Paul Yishunavu Mechacham. You should tell him to his time, please go look for somebody who is very smart. That he should rule Egypt. And this guy, with the permission of Paul, this person is going to take control of all the grain that grows. The 7 good years, he's going to take all the grain and he'll put it in storage house. He says they're going to collect all the food. It's going to collect it, put it in big storage houses, and lock them up. Nobody should take anything. And this will be enough. That's, I tell you, if you do this way, it's going to be somebody very smart, then forget about it. Then you can make 7 bad years, it doesn't matter 7 bad years. We have it in storage, and I'll finish. So, Paul loved this advice. Maybe Paul loved that, but in fact, this is like an Avi. This guy is super. Prophet. The first question is, the dream that Pharaoh had, Joseph tells him this is from God. So we know if somebody has a bad dream, so Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, what you got to do, you have to fast, you have to do Ta'anit. Chatam Sofer says, even with Ta'anit, sometimes it's not so simple. Chatam Sofer writes in his book, if somebody, for example, has a dream that he has a fire in his house. He has a fire in his house. He wakes up in the morning and says, Chatam Sofer says, the fire that you have to do Ta'anit and you have to go to Beit HaKnesset, you have to do Ta'anit, etc. He says, what you should do is you should take a match and you should light a piece of paper. Because just to cancel a dream, it's almost impossible. You have to do something that the dream maybe is going to be fulfilled. So you had a dream that comes from the fire in the house, the other fire in the house. You know, here's the paper, I burn the paper. Just to say, listen, I have a dream, and the dream is from Hashem. That's what Yosef tells Pharaoh, it's from God. I said, it's from God, right? So Hashem showed you something. So what did he show you? It is 7 good years, not 7 good years, it's 7 bad years. And the dream ends with a tragedy. It means you don't have the good house. It means it's only a famine, Mitzrayim is finished. So, Yosef said, you know what? I have advice for you. So, excuse me. You can't give me an advice. There's nothing to be advised. It's from Hashem. I said, if you would have seen in the dream, this guy, a professor, a genius guy comes and tells the people, listen, let's put away in the storage houses grain. Okay, so you continue the interpretation. But the dream ends with a tragedy. So you say it's from Hashem. So what you have to do is tell everybody to do Ta'anit. I said, that's Yonah. Yonah came to Nineveh. And Yonah told the people in Nineveh, in 40 days Nineveh will be demolished, Hashem will destroy Nineveh. The king got up from his chair, sat on the floor, put ashes on his head, put sack on his body. He told nobody should eat. He said, 3 days, 3 nights, no one will eat, not even animals. Give back all the stolen goods that you stole, and then Hashem so-called wages it up. It's a prophecy. You can't have a smart man against a prophecy. But if you say Hashem said Egypt is finished, so Yosef, the Jew, should say, listen, this is the destruction of Egypt. Probably he's on the head. It's a Gezerah. It's a Gezerah. So what are you going to do? Tehillim, Teshuvah, like the king of Nineveh, all the people of Nineveh. By the way, some Chachamim said the king of Nineveh was Pharaoh. Some Chachamim said it's the same guy now. His power lives to be the king of Nineveh. And so he knows already that only Teshuvah can help. And so Yosef said, you know what, it doesn't matter, let's forget about the dream. There is somebody smart that he will collect all the grain, put in the storage houses, and this is how you know, forget about the dream, we don't forget about the dream. The dream is from Hashem. The dream ends in a tragedy. You can overcome Hashem, you can cross the dream ends in a tragedy. The dream ends in a bad thing. So he said, listen, don't worry about it, we'll fix it, we can fix it, I can fix it. It's from Hashem. If from Hashem, we can fix it. Not only that, you really wrong. Not only that, you don't need a smart man for this. Yosef said to Paul, listen, you got somebody very smart. You need somebody very, very smart. And I said, what this qualification? Nothing. Nothing. Yosef is smart, nothing. Nothing. If you put on the internet, if you put on the news that it's going to be 7 bad years, every person immediately will ask you what to do, and every person will do it by himself. You don't need big storage houses, you don't need nothing. Everybody will put in his backyard, for sure. And this really happened in Egypt. When this came out, that Yosef had happened in a dream, it was all over the news, and everybody in the next 7 years put away in the storage houses. You don't need somebody smart. You don't need somebody, you don't need nobody. So Paros can do it himself. And so now you know this interpretation of the dream. It means 7 good years, 7 bad years. So what you got to do? What's everybody understand? It means 7 bad years, it means you collect. I remember when I was a kid, I lived in Israel. So I lived in Israel, every few years was a war. So before the war started, so everybody went to the supermarket, and we bought everything from the supermarket. Put it in the shelter. I said, we have enough for 3 months. If the war will take 3 months or 6 months or a year or 2 years, we bought flour and oil and all kinds of things that will stay for a long time. Put it downstairs, finish. You don't need a smart person to do this thing. Everybody understands it, and you don't need anyone. Power will stay, you know, power is probably at the police, head officer. Power will do the job immediately. The other said, this means you got to appoint somebody very smart. Smart to do what? Smart to go and take the grain from the farmers to put it in the storage house. You need somebody smart. You don't need anybody. You don't need a minister. You don't need a genius. You don't need nobody. They're holding and delivering with horses, with the donkeys, all the grain to the public warehouses at the end of it. Nevertheless, you say you need somebody very smart. He will go in there. That's when he cannot do anything against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the prophecy. Secondly, you don't need somebody smart. And thirdly, nobody asked him his advice. He just came out of jail. Say, thank God you came out of jail. Already he gives advice to the king. Did he ask him? How to interpret the dream? You know, interpret the dream. You have a colon. Here's $25 for your colon. Shalom. Finish. By the way, the medical says after he interpreted the dream, they put him back in jail. Right after this. Then Paul took him out. But when he finished interpreting the dream, Paul said, good. You're good, what we call in America, you're good Mekubal. Who will now go back to the jail? Excuse me. So now your power is going to appoint Yosef is going to be the king of Egypt. So if you skip to sentence 55, I said the prosperity is over, and now the famine starts. Says the Gemara, the famine starts immediately in no time. Says the Gemara, On Rosh Hashanah, after 7 years of prosperity, it says people sat in restaurants at home and they're eating. While they're eating, all the bread on the table became so-called garbage. There's mold. Mold on the bread. Mold. In Exodus chapter, Rosh Hashanah, 7 years finished, like Yosef said. It's going to be 7 bad years. Immediately, all the things I want. Comes the Gemara and says, Not only that, all the grain that the private people put for themselves in the private storages, all of it got rotten, mold, all of it. And this comes sentence 55. But he rubbed the letter to try. Everybody's hungry. He says, what do you mean everybody's hungry? What do you mean everybody's hungry? He says, whatever they put, get rotten. Then, says the Gemara, they went to Yosef, and they said to Yosef, listen, everything that Russia will ever put away, we would like to purchase from the government some grain. So Yosef said, you know, since you have no brit mila, because you're an Arab, you're an Egyptian, I don't tell you. I tell them, my God does not support people with no brit mila. Says the Gemara, all these people went to Paro, demonstration in front of the palace, and they tell Paro the story. So all the things that we had got rotten, and we asked Yosef to sell us some grain, piece of bread, some flour. He said, no way. He says, every place that they wanted to give bread, there was an ambulance outside. He says, please, Mr. Go inside with Mila. You know with Mila? No food for you. Not only that, all the people that came from abroad to purchase grain in Egypt, Yosef said, there's no way you get it. You do with Mila. He says, what do you want, to convert the whole world? Nobody got converted anyway. There was no conversion. So what do you want from the people? He says, my God will not give it to you. Unless you go with Mila. He says, what do you mean you guys don't give it to you? What does it mean? What is the problem? What do you want from the people? And that's what I said. Says the Gemara, that's the explanation of the sentence. You go to Yosef, whatever Yosef will tell you do, it refers to the Brit Milah. He tells them, listen, Yosef is in power, whatever he tells you, that's what you got to do. Go to Brit Milah. Says, but what is behind it? What do you want from me? So the next chapter is when the brothers come down to Egypt. And of course, Yosef, when he sees them the first time, he tells them, you are spies. You came over here to spy Egypt. So of course, the simple question is, what do you mean I'm a spy? I don't work for nobody. There's no government in Israel those days. I said, who do I spy for? Anyway, he also tells them, you're spying. He takes Shimon, puts him in jail. And he tells them, listen, if you want Shimon out, you go, bring Benjamin down here. If you don't bring Benjamin from Eretz Israel, you're not getting it. He goes to Israel, they sit down over there, at the end Yaakov sends the mess, send Binyamin along with him. Send Binyamin along with him. So, as we mentioned in the beginning of the shiur, Yosef tells Menashe, go prepare the sheep, go slow, and let them see. So the Torah will tell you, at the end, this is chapter 43, sentence 34, it says, they all sit and eat, at the end, Vayishtu Vayishtu Imo. This is the brothers and Yosef, they get drunk. They get drunk. That's why are you trying to tell me? What is the necessity for this information? Did they sit down and they get drunk? What do you have to know? For what? Who cares if they ate? Who cares if they drink? Who cares if they got drunk? For what are you saying if they got drunk? What is the purpose of the Torah to tell you such a thing? Of course we are in Chanukah. And Chanukah comes to Gemara and says, there's only one thing we got to do on Chanukah, is to say Hallel, that's it, nothing else. Says the Gemara, you have to go to work, and there's no obligation to do any feasts, any parties. Not like all the other holidays that we have, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from you to have a meal, to sit down, to enjoy, not only that, not to go to work, even on Purim. The Gemara says, Chanukah says, you shouldn't go to work on Purim. It says, Chanukah says, the Gemara is nothing. After the Chosh Monaim did what they did, it says, the following year, the time is going to be a holiday, until Mashiach will come. It says, what are you going to do? Nothing. This is what they say in Alan Nassim. It says, they decided we should say Halel. That's all. It says, what is really behind it? If they made a holiday, let us so-called observe the holiday, like all the holidays that we have. It's a stay home, vacation, and have a meal, have a feast. And you don't have to do it, you know, like Pesach Shavuot and Sukkot, if you're not allowed to turn the light on and off. That's not cool. It's not cool. No, no. Ari says the following. The Greeks, they had few gezerot on Am Yisrael. It took 180 years since the Greeks took over control of Eretz Israel. This is Alexander the Great. Alexander Mogdon captured the world from Iran, from Paras. Bet HaMikdash was under the Iranian regime for 34 years. After 34 years, came Alexander the Great and defeated the Iranians. He took control of the world. He died fairly young, then his son, his grandson ruled the world. 180 years until the Hashmonaim came, slowly they controlled all the Jewish people. Not only they controlled them, they were able to convince almost all of Israel to follow their religion, and they made Gezerot. This is the first one that said, don't keep Shabbat, don't do with Milah, don't do Rosh Chodesh, don't bring Bikurim, and don't bring wood to Beit HaMikdash. Don't go to Mikveh, and don't study Torah. Of course, on the surface, that it means, you know, you want to make sure the Jewish people will not continue to be a nation, so you say, don't do. That is what is really one thing, that this is the root of all those things. So the Ari says that this, the Gemara says that those Greeks told them Israel, anybody who ever has a bull should write on the horn of the bull that he has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch. Also, they told him to write it on the door, to take the mezuzah off. And he told the mezuzah to write, I don't believe God, and I don't have anything to do with Judaism. They said the same thing right on the horn of the bull. If whoever had a bull, on the bull to write, I have nothing to do with God, I have nothing to do with Hashem. So now he says, the Mishnah says, Netzach Halacha and Rambam, that says the one mitzvah that was the most enjoyable mitzvah in the Torah was Bikurim. So the person goes to his backyard, to his field, and he sees the first fruit that grows on the tree from the seven kinds. He marks it, and he's going to take it to Beit HaMikdash. When he takes it to Beit HaMikdash, the Mishnah and the Rambam says, you know, they used to sing bringing it to Beit HaMikdash. And in the front of the people, what they used to have was a bull with horns, and they used to cover the horns with pieces of gold. And that's how they used to enter Yerushalayim and bring it to Beit HaMikdash, and then they slaughtered the bull in Beit HaMikdash. It says, what is this happiness about the Bikurim, the God of the Beit HaMikdash? Says, Tari, this is a correction. A correction for the sin of the spies that came to Eretz Israel and they brought fruit from Eretz Israel. And they said they don't like Eretz Israel. The Mishnah will tell you an example of the Bikurim. This is the pomegranate, this is the fig and grapes, because those are the three fruits the Meraglim brought. So since the Meraglim came back and they brought the fruit, they said, nah, we don't like it. Israel is not good. You see the fruits. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah, it's called Bikurim, to correct. And now, we bring it to Beit HaMikdash, we think when you bring it, and we give it to the Kohen, say, see, this is my fruit. He says, I love it, I give it to you. So this is a correction of the spies that they said, we should not go to Israel. He says, here we go. This is what is the depth behind it. Sarit is Rabbeinu Bahai says that this, you know, the ultimate goal in life, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, is to be satisfied all the time and happy. Then, you know that you have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, if somebody is upset or sad or depressed, cannot add a prophecy. A prophecy can be only if a person is very happy and satisfied. Now he said, you know, that when we have a HaKamocha, which is love you, fellow Jew like you, says, but it's not a hechad in Mavecha, don't hate anybody. We take it for granted what it means is, you know, Hashem wants you to love everybody, and Hashem does not want you to hate anybody. And he says there's a depth in it. The depth is, if you don't like everybody, it means you're not satisfied. If you're not satisfied, you have no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you criticize, or you hate somebody, you don't get along with somebody, what it means that your heart is not happy. And even for a second, it doesn't matter. That is, I don't go for this. I don't like this. I don't approve it. Why is it done this way? It is when you have those thoughts in your head, what it means, the bottom line is that in that moment you're not happy. It means you're not satisfied. You're not happy, you're not satisfied. It means no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The connection can be only if you're very happy. The Yonah Nabi came to Beit HaMikdash and he had to walk HaKodesh in the Nebuah. He got the prophecy from Hashem. It is only because they sang over there and everybody was happy. Ayah Kadosh said he got everything because he was always happy. He always tried to make himself happy, the Lizim Mitzvot. He says this is a condition to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not, you know, that Hashem said just, you know, love everybody and don't hate anybody. Just because it's not nice or because Hashem wants us to be united. It's much deeper than that. It's for our benefit to love everybody and not to hate anybody and not to criticize anybody, because if you do, what it means at that moment, you're not a happy person. If you're not a happy person, it means you're not connected. You're not connected, you don't get a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Ari, you should know, this is really what Bikurim is all about. This is the spine. In the desert, they came to Israel, they came back, and said, all of Israel are crying, they don't want to go to Israel. They said, what does it mean, actually what it means? It means that you're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara says, Chacham. That's the Gemara says, the biggest Chacham. If he's not happy, he cannot be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to be happy. Nothing should bother you, because if it bothers you, it means you cut this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes to the parasha first, and he says he should know, let's call Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, of course, this title was given to him because so-called he survived the death. But it's much deeper than that. See, the question is, what did he think when he was put in jail? You know, an innocent person is in his put in jail, he's going to start calling the lawyers, and he's going to start to cry and do all the things. He says, I didn't do nothing. Not that I didn't do nothing, I supposed to get a reward. And the reward, I didn't do any bad thing to that lady. The fine, this is going to be in jail for nothing. What did he do in jail? So the guy says, Ari, you know, he's happy in jail. Before he was working for Potiphar, he was a slave. This is Yosef, the prince. This is the one that Yaakov loves the most. This is all of a sudden, he's 1 year at Potiphar's house, that's in jail. This is the Gemara, says, no, what? Yosef, says the Gemara, he goes, he fixes his hair, he buys himself new shoes, he fixes his eyes. He says, what's the matter? How can it be? How can it be that you feel so well in a situation that really is depressing? You're supposed to be depressed. I said, Yosef says, Ari, you know, in every moment of his life, he was a happy person. It doesn't matter. He says, I'm in jail for nothing, I'm happy over there. I'm in Potiphar's house for nothing, I'm happy over there. He says, this is why he knows how to look after the dream. In jail, he knows how to look after the dream, not because Yosef is a tzaddik. Tzaddik won't help. Even a tzaddik, if he's not happy, he cannot look after the dream. You could, but it's not from Hashem. You can get it. But to have interpretation 100% the way Yosef tells the butler and the baker, and then he tells the power, this is Parashah, It says this in, I have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll tell you what the dream is all about. You see all those smart ones, you see all the geniuses, all the magicians, they don't know how to interpret the dream. They might guess, but to interpret, you have to have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I got a connection. I said, Hashem will tell you what it means. Not because it's me, it's Hashem. But I have the line. I have an open line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that's because the only condition that you have to have it, you must have it, is you have to be happy, satisfied, no criticism, no complaint. If you have a complaint, if you're not satisfied, this is no connection. It means Hashem will not help you. It's called Chacham and Navon. It says Chacham and Navon means a person Chacham, that you give a title to a person Chacham, it comes from the Chokhmah. Chokhmah is one of the methods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he runs this world. It says you have a connection to Chokhmah. A connection means that you have happiness, satisfaction inside you. Because if you have any complaint and you're upset and you're depressed, you cannot say, I'm Chacham. You can say, I'm okay, I think I know what I'm doing. But if you want to know 100% with no mistakes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the condition. Happiness and satisfaction, 100%. And that's what the Gemara said. When the brothers came, the Torah will tell you, the brothers came to Egypt, really Yosef, inside himself, he loved them. How can you love them? 13 years in jail for nothing. For nothing. Has no hatred in his system. Zero hatred. Inside doesn't hate him. At all, zero. He will blame them a little bit, so the Midrash says the reason why. But he himself is all the time happy. Happy. Because that happiness saves you from all the tragedies. Even though the Talmud says the dream ends with a tragedy, Yosef Tzatzal, listen, you have to appoint somebody Chacham. Somebody Chacham is not your people. Your people are also called Chachamim. See, they do not interpret. See, they do not interpret because they're not happy people. He says, I know why they're not happy people. He says, one of the reasons is because there's no Brit Milah. He says, Brit Milah, really, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Brit Milah. That says, the Gemara says, the sentence in 17, Sasa Nochi Alim Ratecha Shemoteh Shaleh Orav. It says, Brit Milah is to make you happy. In your heart, you should be satisfied. It says, a Jew can be more satisfied than other people, not because he's a better person, because he has the Brit Milah according to the law. The Brit Milah you give to the baby, that's what you love to the baby. Gives him the energy, when he grows up, he'll be a happy person. Therefore, he says, when the famine started, he says, all those smart people, so-called smart, quote-unquote, they put in the private storages, what's called self-storage, grain, everything got rotten. So why got rotten? This is because the dream said it. The dream said it's going to start 7 bad years. You cannot fight a prophecy, you cannot fight a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The dream is from Hashem, that's what gets it so power. I'm telling you, you have to appoint a guy that has hope that he can save Egypt. It's not those private farmers, and every guy will have in his backyard a payload, a big storage house, you put grain. It's going to get rotten, because the dream reads it. The dream says a tragedy. So Yosef is calling, you need a smart person, very wise guy. And that wise guy means he connects himself to hope, that he's a happy person. Happiness cancels all the gazelles in life. I said, the trick is to be happy. The Gaon Mivilna says. I said, well, people think that before Rosh Hashanah they have to do Tani. It's because he did not reach so-called the level of Simcha. So the Gaon Mivilna said, if you would have reached the level of Simcha, that you constantly, in no matter what situation you are at, you are happy, you achieve everything, you don't have to do Tani, Hashem helps you. He says, you don't have to ask the Bachelor to help you. He says, you know, this is the mistake. Harim says, Rabbi Mochai says, that you know, there's a level, what we call trust, that you trust Hashem. He says, trust Hashem is like this. Hashem is like your father. See, you trust your father. Your father knows what you need. Your father will give you everything. Hashem tests a person to see if he really trusts him. But it is not a test, this is a privilege. Because what it means is, Hashem wants to see if you're happy. Because if you're happy, you have a connection. If you're not happy, you have a connection. So Hashem will try you. Hashem wants to make sure that constantly you have a connection. He's going to put Yosef in jail for nothing to see you. What do you think, Yosef, in jail? You'll be upset, I'm depressed. I'm in jail for nothing. Forget about it. It means you lost so-called the connection to wisdom, to chokmah, which means now you're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants so-called to force you to have a privilege that you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. So he's going to make you go into difficult times. Your job is in the difficult times to be as happy as you are in a very joyful moment. That's the job. And if you do it, you got it. What you got is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know that, you know how to interpret dreams. And that's what I will tell you. That's what I will tell you. Listen, Yosef, he knows how to interpret dreams. Not because he's smart, because there's a connection. And that's what I will say. See, this guy has what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his prophecy. And so you see all the smart people over here sitting over there, those magicians. No one knows how to interpret dreams. He knows how to interpret dreams. Now, not only he knows, he gives an advice. Because the advice he's going to give is not against the dream. This is a different situation. This is when you're happy, when you're satisfied, all the gezerotes and areas are ways away from you, because happiness means a connection. If you have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not nobody can do any harm to you. I don't know if I ever told you. I once went to Baba Milcha in Borough Park, in Shomer Shabbat over the 53rd Street, and after this I see a guy speaking Kaddish. He screamed, Kaddash, Kaddash! So somebody came up to me and said, you know where the guy is? I said, I don't know where the guy is, I know where he belongs to them. I said, so put him something. The guy is crazy. I said, tell you who is the guy. I said, this guy had a sword, I think, in Poland. And when the Nazis came, so they told him the Nazis are coming, he said, listen, I think to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I would say, Hashem can redeem you in 1 second. Yeshua Hashem care, right? He made himself a song of this sentence, singing. Not too long the Germans came, they took this guy to concentration camp. Still singing in concentration camp. Yeshua Hashem care, fine, Hashem will help you. One day they came and they said, sir, you bring his biped to go into the oven. He goes inside the oven, there are 200 people in the oven. I met the guy. And he's singing in the oven. He's inside the oven. He's singing in the oven, God should help me, God should help me. They said, in 5 minutes, open the gas. The Machshimo Gestapo came in and said, you, mister, come outside. Took him out. The 200 people that left in the oven started to scream at him. He says, don't forget to take Kaddish for us. That's the Kaddish that he screamed. I think he's still alive. I met him 3 years ago in Rome. It says happiness saved these guys from the oven in the concentration camp. That's what Yosef tells Pharaoh. Your dream is true and it's from God. Egypt is finished. Here's the proof. When the famine was come, on the table, all the bread became moldy. Everything that they had in the storage houses, the private, everything got rotten. Everything mold. That's what Yosef has. The people come to Yosef and say, I want to purchase something. Let's just forget about it. My God doesn't give you anything. He says, you know why? Because this is the dream. The interpretation was that it is a disaster in Egypt. You want to have one, you got to be happy. Brit Milah makes you happy. Go inside the ambulance, make Brit Milah. Brit Milah, then you're happy. If you're a happy person, then Hashem is connected to you, even you are going, that's a matter. Then I can tell you some grains of flour. If no Brit Milah, you cannot be happy. You cannot be happy, you have no connection. You have no connection, the Gezerah, the dream is valid, no Brit Milah. So that's really what God is going to tell you. He said, Yosef was expected to be in such a high level that he will not ask the butler to mention his name to power. What it means is if you ask the butler to mention my name, it means you're not happy in your situation. He says, hey, Yosef, you test, you goal, you're a role model of being happy. The last 10 years in jail, you were very happy. Before, you were slave at Potiphar's house, you were very happy. He says, how come you ask the butler to come? And the rumor that you are, says, oh, Hashem left him in jail another 2 years. And now he's going to come out of jail. He's going to go to interpret the dream to power. To tell us, to interpret the dream, you need a connection. To have a connection, you must be satisfied and happy. It is if you hate somebody, if you criticize somebody, if you don't love anybody, it means you still not a happy person. You're not a happy person, it means you didn't reach the level what we call Snap Akadosh Baruch Hu, that Akadosh Baruch Hu is with you all the time will help you. So the Ivanim, the Greek, that's what they did. That's what they said. He said, we don't want the Jews to be happy. So the first thing is Brit Milah. No Brit Milah, somebody will be happy. Then no Rosh Chodesh. In Yom Kodesh, it means no Pesach, no Shavuot, no Sukkot. Nothing. No Purim. You don't know Yom Kodesh. They said, there is no Shabbat. Shabbat is also, the Mechelta said you have to be happy on Shabbat, but even without the Mechelta, it says there's some hand which you are definitely with every Shabbat. No Bikurim. Because Bikurim is the so-called, the role model of satisfaction and happiness to correct the unhappiness what our fathers had in the desert to this part. Says the Ivanim said, you know what, if you have a bull, right on the horn of the bull, I don't believe in God. This is why, what do you want from the bull? How about the sheep? How about the goat? No, a bull. Why? Because the bull used to go in the front of the people when they brought Bikurim, and the foot on the bull's horn goes to show how happy we are with the mitzvah of satisfaction that I'm in Israel. That's why if somebody brought Bikurim, at a test. In a test, he had to read. He had a text. And his test was, his goal was to come to the Mikdash and to read from a text. And the text said, you know what? We were in the desert, we were in Egypt, and now we're here, and then we have to be here. That's why I have to say that. And the Zalit says, because Bikurim is to correct the unhappiness, so-called the unsatisfaction with our fathers had in the desert. It is the Greek, the first tradition. Every bull must have on the horn, I don't believe in Hashem. He says, what do you want from the horn? Because the horn was a symbol of happiness. It says, all the things that they did, it says, not so unmeekly, because all these things make a person happy. He says, you go to meet, you come outside, you feel satisfied inside yourself. He says, you learn Torah, when you smack when you lose with the great Amun Torah Techa. We are happy. He says, the Greek, that's what they wanted to do. So that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us a holiday, and therefore Chamin came and said, you know, the holiday of Hanukkah is only to say Hallel. But Hallel means, that's it. So you can go to war. So it's not necessary to make a feast, a meal, nothing. It says, you have to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Hallel. It says, this was the achievement and the goal of the Maccabim and Hashmonaim, so they so-called, they got back us on this track of happiness. And it is really what the Shlomo HaMelech said, because of Mishle, Shemen Uktoret Yisamach Lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the miracle, says the Ari, in the Bet HaMikdash, be the vessel of oil. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to make the miracle of Bet HaMikdash with oil, because oil really makes you happy. Olive oil makes you happy. And therefore, in Bet HaMikdash, they had to write the miracle every day, because that actually what it did, made the people happy. So the Gemara says, to show that you have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah Shorah Israel is only if you satisfy you're happy. It says this is what the whole life of Hanukkah is only about happiness. It says, you should know, that's what Torah is going to tell you when the brothers come to Egypt. Yosef is going to ask Menashe, please Menashe, go take a sheep and slaughter it. Show them that you slaughter it. Show them that you took out the vein of what's called Bidah Menashe. I said, I want them to eat with me. He says, what meal was it? It was Friday night meal, it was Shabbat. I said, on Shabbat, it says, they sat down, and they had wine, and they got drunk. That's what God tells you. I said, this how much Yosef, says the Gemara, Yosef and all the brothers, is the only one that kept Shabbat. So-called, he forced the brothers to come and enjoy the meal of Shabbat, and to drink on Shabbat, and they got drunk. Said the Gemara, you never drank wine in the last 22 years. I said, here they drank. I said, why? Because this was Kiddush. I said, this was a Shabbat. I said, this is the verse the Gemara says, you know, over here, Hashem sent Chanukah. To go after the hand. It says, when Yotah tells his brother, his son, then I should go prepare. He tells him, go prepare, slaughter, and prepare. It says, the last letter of the word, Tevach, it says, Be'achen, the letter of Nun, Vav, Chaf, and Hey, Chanukah. It says, this is the hint. The hint is not the feast. The hint is not to slaughter. The hint is the happiness. Like on Shabbat, you have to be happy. The Zohar says, the goal, the peak of Shabbat is happiness on Shabbat. This is not Chas Shalom to be upset on Shabbat. Chas Shalom, he says that Chas Shalom, a person should not think about business on Shabbat. So be good because business all the time. At the end, you're going to be busy with it, you're not going to be happy. You have to try to force yourself into satisfaction, happiness all the time. Yosef is the role model, Chashmonaim, and that, and installed what the great wanted to destroy. I said, this is why Pashafi gets most of the time comes to Chanukah. I said, because it's a direct connection. It's between the Chashmonaim and Yosef HaTzadik. And the Torah is going to tell you that Yosef is the role model of satisfaction and happiness. And that's why he is the longest king ever from Israel. It's ruled 80 years in Egypt. He says that's because they had a connection. The connection, the Gemara says, why he was a slave. That's the parasha by Potiphar. And Potiphar asked him to make him tea, to make him warm things. So the Gemara says, Yosef used to say some words in his mouth and the tea became hot. He said, they had a constant connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because his happiness, the ultimate happiness that he had, didn't matter which situation he is. He says, Darius says, that's the goal for us to know that every situation that we are, we trust Hashem. Trust Hashem, it means not to worry, not to be depressed, to be satisfied all the time. If Hashem wants it, it's going to be good. It's going to be good if you're happy, cancel all the results that this happiness gave Yosef the power to cancel so-called the end of the dream. It was a tragedy. Yosef turned it backwards that everything was good. As well as Zaril, next week for Hashem, when Yaakov goes down to the time, they can stop all together. Because the Gemara says Yaakov was the happiest all the time, not in such a situation. He also has a different situation, Laban's house and Esau's house. It says he never complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was happy all the time. It says when he arrived in Egypt, it says the famine stopped completely. To show you again, happiness and satisfaction cancels the result. It's our privilege. So Zarif, our privilege is to be happy all the time and not to criticize and not to think thoughts in our heart that make us to be upset. Because it's a backfire for us. Because it means we're not connected. And Hanukkah is the last holiday that we have to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have this so-called privilege that means for my moment. Thank you.